All right. Well, a storm of sorts seemed to have broken out here at Wave Farm. I'm Tom Rowe. We're on the Saturday afternoon show now, and we're joined here by the members of E-Team, and drummer Bobby Prevett is in the studio, too, because Framing the Viewshed Groundswell is next Sunday, September 22nd, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Alana State Historic Site with DJ Spooky, Paulina Oliveras, Japanther, E-Team, like I said, is already here. Robin's Child, Bobby Prevett is here. Max Goldfarb may be here in a few minutes. Greg Fox will be there next week. Nadja, Verena, Marson, David Kermani, Archie Round, Nancy Shaver, Beth Schneck, and Kara Turrett, all next Sunday, September 22nd at Alana State Historic Site. Welcome to the studio, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thanks. You want to go around and introduce yourself so people... They only hear a voice, and so they want to know which voice is yours.
Oh, I'm Bobby Prevett. I have the gravelly, low, you know, slurred word voice.
I thought I was the slurred word voice. we'll fight for that.
Yeah, well, it depends what time of day. In the morning, I think I've got you.
I can't claim that for myself. I don't even know what slurred is. I'm Haya Motoregger, part of E-Team. I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself. I will work on that.
Okay.
I'm Franziska Lamprecht, also part of E-Team. I think my trademark is the thick German accent, I guess.
I think they'll have no problem discerning us individually.
And have you guys been to Alana before, or just, I guess you've been to Alana a lot lately, I've heard. You've been doing a lot of research.
And walking. Yesterday we've just been there for the last time. Going through the woods, measuring distance with a rope, going through the thorns, and climbing up trees, right? Almost.
So what are your impressions about the place?
Hello, this is Cleo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
Oh, my impression is there are lots of views over there. Yesterday there were lots of... convertible cars for some reason. We were wondering where they were all coming from. There were like about 20 coming down when we drove up. But by the time we got up there, there were none left. And so we got out, put our rubber boots on, and walked on Ridge Road. Is that what it's called?
Ridge Road.
Ridge Road, yes. Walked on Ridge Road all the way to the west side where we're going to have our installation. And it's gorgeous. Fall, beautiful. Clear openings, clear views, and beautiful clouds. It's unbelievable.
It's kind of the best cloud viewing spot in the around here, isn't it?
And it will be better next week.
There'll be better clouds than today?
We're working on that, yes.
E-Team can do anything. If he says there'll be better clouds, there will be. It's just, you know.
So have you been up there, Bobby?
Just, well, I haven't been that ambitious. Andrea and I went up, 2 weeks ago or something, 3 weeks ago, just to check out the site and figure out where I'm going to set up my drums and, you know, what view we want to, you know, accentuate in the piece. And that's it. That's all we had to do. And just sort of say, you know, how they should mow the grass. And that was it, you know.
So you're bringing a drum kit?
Yeah, probably an extended drum kit, a drum kit and maybe some other things. And I'm doing a piece called Diorama, which I've done twice before in New York. And it's a piece that it's for one person at a time. So it's a solo...
For one listener or one?
One listener and one drummer. Theoretically, I guess it wouldn't have to be a drummer. It could be any musician. But it's a piece where I don't see, not only is it for one person at a time, but it's for one person that is unknown to me. The person sits behind me, and I never see them. And when I'm aware of their presence, I play an improvised drum solo for them and for me, and then they leave. And that's the piece.
And why did you want to do that in this particular location?
Well, it's because the piece is kind of about exterior, interior, you know, about being so intimate with me and the drums, you know. But also, it was called Diorama because the first time I did it was in J.P. Morgan's old apartment on Wall Street, on the 32nd floor of 14 Wall Street, and it had a 270 view of Manhattan and the river, and it was a spectacular view, but it was this tiny little room. So it's sort of like a dichotomy because you're in this tiny room listening to these drums right up next to you, but yet your view is way out. So actually Galen thought when she saw the piece online, because there's some videos of it, that it would be perfect for the groundswell because there's an amazing view there, of course.
And you only do it in Gilded Age locations, yeah. J.P. Morgan,
yeah,
or
exactly. It fits right in, yeah. That's next is going to be, I don't know.
You can do it at the Roosevelt Mansion down
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're also, we should mention too, you have a show Monday, don't you? Are those Helsinki things still
going
on?
Yeah, actually the Monday right after this, they're not every week yet, but yeah, the Monday after this.
The 23rd.
The 23rd, we're doing Bitches Brew again, yeah.
And that's the you're doing it once a month, and this is the third time, or the second?
This is the third time, but I don't know if it's once a month or
it's when it feels right.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the first ones we had live radio, and I I got to hear it that way, and it sounded great.
Oh, good! So you heard it?
Yes. Yeah. So it's been you've been having a good time with that?
Oh, it's great. And you know, now it's what's happening is what I hoped would happen as the word gets out with the music community. Now musicians are coming and saying, you know, oh, I want to be involved. And, you know, before it was, I had to kind of search them out. And it was a little difficult.
But, explain the concept for people that don't.
Well, Bitches Brew was a record made by Miles Davis in 1970, 69-70, which was, for me, one of the greatest works of the 20th century. So, I mean, how's that? just to be really subtle about it, and so long story short, I used to have a band that did this for years at the Knitting Factory, and I transcribed the whole record, and there it is. I wanted to put together a band of Hudson musicians and local musicians around here to play the music, because it's great music to play live, and it's great, people love it, and it's a great music to play. It's very improvisatory, but yet it's not totally free. It's kind of a perfect music that way. And it's, I thought the musicians up here would really like playing it, and it's something I think people don't get to hear up here a lot. So hence, you know, the idea. I think it's good.
Who all has been playing?
Well, Otto Hauser's been playing, and Jonathan Talbot, and Terrence Murren, and I got Dave Drywitz from Ween playing bass, and Marco Benevento's playing keyboard. And now, this week, we're going to have two keyboard players. Tony Giraldo's going to play, who's from Hillsdale. And, you know, I got some ringers from New York coming in, you know. But more and more musicians from up here are starting to call me, which is great. This is just what I wanted to happen. You know, because it's very open music. You know, it can be any, you know, a great accordion player could come down and jam with us, you know, which probably will happen, you know, at some point.
And I guess on the Hill at Alana, there's going to be a couple other different percussion-oriented projects. I think Pauline may be banging on rocks, and and Greg Fox has something of a drum kit. I think is going to.
Yeah, there's a lot of drummers.
You think that'll work well in that environment? They'll be echoing throughout the valley there.
Yeah, well, whatever Pauline does will work well, you know. But I mean, that I know.
you've seen her.
I worked with her way back in the day, years and years ago. When she came to University of Buffalo, and I was a student there, and she mortified me by saying in front of my percussion instructors and all the graduate students that I was the only one, just by chance, I was the only one playing her piece correctly. But it was just total chance that I was, because I was just trying to do it, you know, the what she said. And, Yeah, and she said, he's the only one playing it right. And I was like, oh, my God, please don't say that. But she's great.
Talk about legends. She's an 80-year-old composer awesome. Who's worked with John Cage and, she's one of the Hudson Valley's legends for sure.
Yeah, she's a treasure, yeah.
So, E-Team, tell us what you guys are planning, or can you give it away? I guess you were hinting at it before, what you're planning for Alana.
The piece is called Clouds, and as Haya mentioned, it's just going to be, you know, a couple more clouds in the sky, hopefully in the sky, that maybe or not will improve the view.
This is sort of like skywriting?
No, it's actually like a real sculpture. It's nothing temporary. It's like a big piece of spray foam. And it's a big blob of that hopefully hangs in the sky and doesn't really look like a cloud, but who knows what it's going to look like. We call it clouds.
And so what gave you this idea to do this sort of, to go up rather than look down, I guess, or horizontally?
I think like the most impressive feature of the view at Olana are the clouds or the sky and the mountains. I don't know. It was just really it's always impressive when you go there and you look there. Every time we've been, and I don't know, like I went maybe like 10 times the last year, I was always kind of like blown away, and it doesn't matter what kind of like weather it is. And actually, every time when we drive from Hudson over the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, I say, like, oh, wow, it's amazing. I don't know if the Catskills with the river together create this kind of, like, special atmosphere that produces these clouds. But I'm not sure. We are trying to figure out if we have seen these cloud formations somewhere else as intensely as around here. But I guess, like, there must be something in the atmosphere between the river and then the mountains right behind it that makes.
I think the river is generally a couple degrees, near the river is generally a couple degrees warmer, I think, in the winter. So there's probably an up heaval of air or something, mm-hmm. a warmer air or something that helps to do that. But I'm not an expert, so.
Mm-hmm. Don't look at me. I'm a drummer.
I thought drummers knew about. No, I don't.
About wind,
thunder.
Which way the wind blows?
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Well, there's obviously no way to compete with the real clouds. So our clouds, I think, they're like a little bit like a funny comment on trying to improve the view. And I think, like, if we can compare them to something that Frederick Church has done at Olana, we kind of thought, like, do you know that he put on top of his house these, like, four teapots?
Yes.
They're, like, four teapots.
Yes.
And so somehow we thought, like these four teapots are what our two clouds are going to be like. I don't know how else to explain it, but maybe it makes sense.
So you're cooking something up.
yeah. Well, I don't know how the four teapots improve the building of Olana in a way. You know, like, why are there four teapots on top of the roof? It's kind of like a.
It's a question for someone.
Yeah. So maybe someone looking at these clouds will ask the same question.
Yeah. And so, versus, you know, your piece is for one, Bobby, our piece is for everyone.
you are always outdoing me. We should mention, we're actually good friends, E-Team, and myself and Andrea, my wife Andrea. We met years
she's
ago.
Hovering
at the,
in the background.
Yes,
you can't
yes,
see
she's,
on the radio.
She's hovering. We met years ago at the McDowell Colony, you know, in the Artist Colony in New Hampshire. Actually, we met. We all met separately. Andrea was there separately. Andrea and I didn't know each other. And we went, Andrea's a writer, and I was there, and Andrea was there, and E-Team was there. And then we all met up, and we had a great time together. And then E-Team left. And then after E-Team left, Andrea and I fell in love. And basically, they had no clue until we, came by. We said, I called him up after we were both back in New York. I said, I want to come by. I have a new girlfriend, And then, it was a big joke.
No, I don't think you'd even mention that you have a new girlfriend. That you just wanted to hang out. You just wanted to
meet maybe, it. Maybe.
And then okay.
They were a little, but they were very, most people that, knew us were very, they were just, okay, fine, But anyway, we know each other pretty well anyway.
And I was going to ask you guys, E-Team, you're working on the clouds and the sky and the weather. Now, the last time, you guys were here at Wave Farm. You were working on fire, like you were doing, creating this artificial fire.
True.
Where you basically had everyone bring their iPads and iPhones and computers and download a little file or something that put a campfire on their screen, and as the battery, and they were put into this giant campfire, and then as the batteries wound down, the fire wound down. So is this? Out of the ordinary for you, or is this kind of the normal thing for you to try to battle the elements?
I think it's a new line you're just proposing.
Yeah. We haven't thought about it yet. No,
we had a lot of traffic works before and modes of operation like moving, and now apparently we go into the elements. That's okay. We have to reconsider that, or like put that more into consideration.
Then water is next.
Mm-hmm.
So biblical.
Yeah. Well. Wow.
Fire or water.
Yeah, let's clouds. Hope we're not challenging the elements here for next Sunday.
Yes, you're going to have the good kind of clouds. They're not going to be the rain or thunder kind of clouds.
Not perhaps. Really the thunder kind of clouds, but the after we created them, we had them created, the clouds, we tried to come up with like what would they look like. They're all the like scientific names for clouds, like stratus clouds, stratus cumulus clouds, cumulonimbus clouds, vis mammatus or ultrastratus or contrails or circumulus or circus unicus, or I could go on and on and on. Cirrus is nice too. So we tried to identify the kind of cloud which we created or had created, and it turned out to be like some kind of a cumulus congestus, if I pronounce it right. Cumulus congestus, and it's something that happens when actually very humid air comes up. And
yeah,
and
I think the doctor got rid of that.
Yeah, last week.
Good, very good. So then we're safe. So we hope everything's going to be okay. That's what we constructed. Yeah, no thunder, no lightning's coming out of that. Yeah, we were trying to figure out how we can add artificial lightning to it, but we haven't gotten to that part yet.
Thunder.
That's right.
True.
No, I don't think you'll hear me, though, I promise.
No.
I hope not.
Oh, we didn't talk about that yet.
No, I don't actually know how far apart we are, but...
You hear everything out there.
Yeah.
No, you guys are actually right next to each other on the pass. You're three, and E-Team is four.
I'm sorry.
Right after Japanther and Pauline is first in the...
Tough luck, E-Team. Yeah.
Round.
We'll just use it as background sound.
It's your worst nightmare next to a drummer,
I don't think so.
No, it's perfect. I mean, that's what we try to explain to our son, who's very afraid of thunder and lightning. Whenever he gets scared and the thunder is happening, we tell him, it's just some guys up in the clouds making a big drumming session. And so maybe he can understand now.
Wow. Yeah.
And you tell your kids that it's just media artists making strange...
Yeah, making weird clouds. I don't know. I hope that's good. Maybe he'll be traumatized for drumming, which is good. He'd get a real job.
I don't think it's drama. This morning he sat down on the floor and was just banging on everything he could get his hands on again. Thanks to your drumstick. He had actually two of those now. Before he only had one. So,
right. I'm sorry again.
Leaving drumsticks with young kids.
I gave him two of my drumsticks, not thinking about the consequences.
Yeah. So I guess tell everybody, if they want more information about your projects, where should they go to?
They can go to my site, bobbyprivet.com. And there's, I think for Diorama, there's a Tumblr blog It's on my site. You can find it.
I like how Bobby is looking at his like media advisor to the left here.
I don't say anything without looking at Andrew.
Carl Rove in the corner.
Right. But yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Good. And we have our website, which is, you have two options. Either Google eTeam, that's fairly simple, I would say, or search for, you use DuckDuckGoGo instead of eTeam if you want more privacy, which is not too bad. Or you can go directly to our website, which is meineigenheim.org, and spelled out, that's meineigenheim.org. Yeah. There's no information about the cloud yet, so I must say, but about past projects. So.
But you can look up Diorama, your project, Bobby, on your website.
Yeah, actually, there's on the Tumblr blog, there's a bunch of, I think all the videos are there. We've documented every single one because I've done it twice. There's a camera behind the person that sits down, so you just sort of see the back of them and then the back of me and then the drum set and then the view. And so I've documented it. And also there's like a blog for people to write down, things that they think, about it. I think the best one was, it was like a strange sex scene from a Milan Kundera novel. Somebody wrote that. Because it's a little, it can be seen that, it's very intimate. The idea is that I'm very close proximity to this instrument. Anybody who's a musician, especially an acoustic musician, I think thinks differently about the sound and about the instrument just simply because they're right next to it. If you play a violin, it's right next to your ear. And I won't tell you the whole story, but I got the idea for this piece in the 70s when I was in school and Pauline was there, but because a violinist played a piece for me, played a Xenakis piece for me right next to my ear to test it out. He was going to, and I thought, this is the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. And I went to hear the concert the next day and I got a front row seat and it was a different piece. It was the same, he played the same piece, but it was a different experience. And I thought, I want to make a piece someday where the listener hears what I hear when I play the drums, and so that I can play subtle things, I can play really quietly, and I can, because I can hear the decrescendo of the cymbal, or all the overtones of the drums that nobody really hears. Even when you're 5 feet away, you don't hear that, especially after it's mic'd and modern day concert. You just don't. You're only getting the top part of the sound. So that's when I got the idea. So it is also a piece about just being able to, just for once in your life, you can be close enough to an instrument to hear what the musician actually hears.
But do you think this will work outside as well?
Yeah, I mean, it won't. It'll be a different acoustic space. It'll be interesting, yeah, Franz, because I've never done it outside. We had the idea to do it. We have a million ideas about where to do it. We want to do it in a seedy motel along a roadside, where, Andrea's at a roadside fruit stand, and first you go there, and then she just gives you directions to go here, and you open door number 8, and then you walk in, and it's kind of a dark room, and there's a drummer in it, So it's a little... It's a strange piece, but yeah, outside will just be a different acoustic space. But interestingly, outside the music goes away faster because it doesn't have anything obviously to bounce off from. So I would think it's even almost maybe more important for them to be close, to.
But I'm curious because what was interesting to us, we produced these huge clouds for us, they're like 12 by 10 feet or something like that.
Right.
So it's a big piece of sculpture.
Right.
And then you put them up against the sky.
Right.
And it's like a drip, it's nothing.
Oh,
I see
what you mean, yeah.
And so I'm wondering, when you play your drums, will it kind of like evaporate?
Well, I'll be in a tent.
Oh, you will be in
a
tent.
So,
oh, okay.
So that, by design, so that the view, everything is framed.
Oh, so it's a tent. You're not in the open meadow somewhere.
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
Thank you, Francie.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to put that on my website.
Smart.
Smart.
He is loud, but also smart.
You guys have to work with this endless canvas.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no, almost no limit to the size of your canvas.
Exactly.
So you've got your work cut out for you there.
Yeah, but you can handle it. They can handle it.
Maybe yeah. We'll.
I had to limit mine because I can't.
Oh, that wasn't the button I was going to push, but that'll work. So if you want more information, you can go to olana.org, olana.org, or wgxc.org for more information on both websites for Framing the Viewshed Groundswell next Sunday, September 22nd, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Alana State Historic Site with DJ Spooky, Pauline Oliveros, Japanther, E-Team, Robin's Child, Bobby Prevett, Max Goldfarb, Greg Fox, Nadja, Verena Marson, David Kermani, Archie Rand, Nancy Shaver, Beth Schneck, and Kara Tourette. And tickets are on sale. There's a link on the website at wgxc.org for more information. A little map shows you where everybody's going to be on the Alana Mountain. Does that mountain have a name?
Well, Mount Marino is where I am. I don't know.
No, that's what you're going to look at.
That's what you're going to see.
Yeah. Oh, the one that's on.
Yeah, Mount Marino is the mountain as you come into Hudson. Yeah,
right.
But you don't know what that mountain is called, that hill.
The center of the earth.
The center of the earth. At least next Sunday.
It will be. It's going to be great. I mean, I think it's really going to be something just, you know, really one of a kind, one-time experience for people. And, you know, it's really going to be a pretty great thing. It's a really great idea. And, you know, yeah. I only regret that I can't walk around and see everybody's thing myself, because I would really like to. You know, I'd love to hear Pauline's piece. I'd like to see the clouds, although I'll probably see them in their shed or something later.
They'll tell you of what be heard and seen. You know, you can walk around.
So folks should stop by at your tent and check in so that you'll see them at least.
Yeah. We will come by your tent.
No, never. No? Don't come by. No, I won't know if they come by because I can't see them. So
you're blindfolded?
No, but the person's behind my head, over my head. We have a very high stool, so people sit over my head.
So you're seeing the same view.
Yes, both of us.
The listener and the performer.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So now we're getting a picture of it in our heads. Now.
Yeah.
And how long is each session?
As long as I feel.
Really?
Yeah.
People leave when they have enough, or no, you stop playing?
Well, in the usual piece, I think there's going to be more people, so maybe it'll be shorter. But in the usual piece, yeah. They come in and they sit and I hear them. I start playing and then I'm done and they leave. And we ask people not to say or clap or do anything. They just leave, you know, just get up and go. So it's, usually it's about 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it kind of varies, you know, if whatever vibe I get from the person behind me.
Did you ever get a vibe where you couldn't really
play?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I've had better solos, than once, But it was interesting because I was playing this game with Andrea because she makes all the appointments, and so she knows who's there, and I don't. Mm-hmm. So I started to guess, was that a man? No. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Is that a woman? Uh-huh. No. So I realized I couldn't really tell who was back there, but you could be a friend, could be an enemy, could be a critic, could be anybody, you know, young, old. It's kind of cool like that. But yeah, that's that.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in today. We'll see you next Sunday, September 22nd, at the Alana State Historic Site. Thanks so much for coming in. We'll